Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas? Everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Why is my phone still talking to me? Okay. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. On Thursday, the second to the last day of the week, and I want to welcome everybody to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and we want to talk about Major League Baseball. This is the second to the last day of the week, and we want to talk about the standing of the baseball team before we go to the playoffs. So let's...
out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? We're going to take a commercial break real quick so that I can answer a call coming into my line. So, DJ Papa D, I'll be back in a minute.
So we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost. I had a Mustang. OG Money. The Pimp Comics. I had a Mustang. Oh, yeah. I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh, yeah. I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh, man, I was low-riding for real. Oh, yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of health. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh, yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. Well, I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud. It was quiet. It was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? G Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah. Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. Yep, we're going to talk about the games for the American League and the National League that are qualifying for the playoffs. They have 2 games left in the season, and then they will be playing if they qualify for the playoffs. So right now, the teams are jockeying for position, and they've lined up the top 5 teams in the American League. And the top 5 teams in the American League are as follows. They're the Houston Astros in first place. The New York Yankees are in second place. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place. The Cleveland Guardians are in fourth place. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in fifth place. And that's the top 5 teams in the American League. Now let's go to the top 5 teams in the National League. The National League has been playing a battle to see who's going to be in the top 5 position. They've been winning and losing games as they've been battling for position. And now, 2 days before the end of the season,
they come up with the following five teams in the National League. In first place, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. Second place, it's the New York Mets. Third place, it's the Atlanta Braves. Fourth place, it's the San Diego Padres. And fifth place is the St. Louis Cardinals. And that's the top five teams in the National League. And together, that's the top 10 teams in Major League Baseball. So, that's G-Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball. So now, let's talk about the sports report for the National Football League. This is week number six, number five, getting started today. So, DJ Papa D, let's talk about the NFL. And we'll be back with the games that are scheduled tonight is Thursday, and then the 14 games on Saturday, and the two games that play on, I mean the 14 games on Sunday, and the two games that play on Monday Night Football. We will be in week number five. So DJ Papa D, can we have the anthem for the National Football League, and then we can talk about the game that are being played tonight and this weekend.
All right, G-Money, here are the teams that are playing for Week 5 in the NFL. Tonight, Thursday, October 6th, it'll be the Indianapolis Colts playing the Denver Broncos in Denver, and they're giving the Colts 3.5 points.
Okay, I'm going to take the Denver Broncos for the win, and what's the total points?
Total points is 42.
42. I think I'm going to take the Colts, the Denver Broncos and the under, because I don't think both of the teams together will score 42 points. So I'm going to take the Broncos and the win, and it'll be under 42 points.
All right, Broncos and under. Game number two on Sunday morning, the New York Giants are playing the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving the Giants 8 points.
Ooh, that's a whole lot of points. I would take the Giants and the 8 points. Sure, I'm going to take that bet, and they're going to beat Green Bay, but it doesn't matter how many points they beat Green Bay by, as long as they beat Green Bay. And the total points, it'll probably be over whatever the total points are. So what's the total points expected for the game between the New York Giants and the Green Bay Packers?
Total points is 40.
40? That's all? Oh, I'm going to take the 40. New York Giants and the over for the win. Yeah, I'll take the Giants and the over for that. Because if they beat Green Bay, they're going to have to score a lot of points. And I know Green Bay is going to try to stay on top of the game. And together, both of them be more than 40 points. So I'm going to take the New York Giants and the 8 points they're giving us. And I'm taking them to win, and the total, it'll be over 40 points. So New York Giants
all
and
right,
the over.
Giants. All right, Giants and over. Next up, game number three, the Detroit Lions are playing the New England Patriots, in New England, and they're giving the Lions 3.5 points.
Oh, my phone is ringing. What are these people? They don't know I'm on the air. I would take the Detroit Lions. And how many points do they give in Detroit in this game?
3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take Detroit and the 3.5 points. And they're going to beat the New England Patriots. And the total points for the game, it probably should be about 40 points. 45? Oh, yeah. I'm going to take Detroit to win and the under. It'll be under 45 points. So I'm going to take the Detroit Lions for the win, and it'll be under the total points.
All right, game number four, the L.A. Chargers playing the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland, and they're giving the Browns 2 points.
And they're playing in Cleveland? I'm going to take,
yep.
I think I'm going to take the Chargers for the win. And what's the total point? I know it can't be more than 44 points or less. Because Cleveland's
total
not going to score that many. 48? Oh, no, too many. So I'm going to take the Los Angeles Chargers for the win, and it'll be under the total point. I'll take the Chargers and the under for the win.
All right, Chargers and under. Game number five, the Houston Texans are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're giving the Texans 7 points.
The Texans against the Houston Texans. I mean, the Texans against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I would take Jacksonville. How many points are they giving Jacksonville?
They're giving the Texans 7 points.
They're giving the Texans 7 points? Okay.
Right.
I'm going to take the Houston Texans and 7 points over Jacksonville. That probably wouldn't be a good bet. I'll take Jacksonville for the win. And the total points of the game?
44.
Like 44? That's still too many. I'll take Jacksonville for the win, and it'll be under the total point.
Jaguars and under, game number six. The Atlanta Falcons are playing Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Falcons 10 points.
Ooh, are the Falcons playing in Atlanta?
Playing in Tampa Bay.
Playing in Tampa Bay. Oh, they're playing in Tampa Bay. Man, I wish they were playing in Atlanta. Then I would take Atlanta in the 10 points. But I could still take Atlanta in the 10 points against Tampa Bay. Because Tampa Bay is having a problem with their offense. They don't have their receivers and their defense is playing bad. I think I'm going to take it. I'm going to take Atlanta Falcons for the win, and I'm going to take the 10 points for Atlanta. And what's the total points for the game? It should be 44, you said?
Total points is 44.
46. I'm gonna take the Falcons and the over, because I think Tom Brady will get his team fired up and they're not going to let Atlanta win. But Atlanta will win because they got 10 points. So I'm going to take Atlanta and the 10 points, and the total points will be over 44 points.
All right. All right, Falcons and over.
Atlanta and
game
over.
Number seven. Game number seven, Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Buffalo Bills, and they're giving the Steelers 14 points.
Ooh, 14? Man, that's a lot of points. But Buffalo is still too tough. But I think I'm going to play the game with the sports book. I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the 14 points. And what's the total points of the game?
46.
46. Man, that's a lot of points. Are they playing in Pittsburgh or playing in Buffalo?
Playing in Buffalo.
Okay, so the weather should be pretty good in Buffalo. Because Buffalo got a scoring offense. They'll score 25, 30 points. And Pittsburgh is going to have to score at least 30. And they're getting 14 points. Oh, yeah, they should be able to win that game. I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the over for the total points.
Steelers and over. Game number eight, the Miami Dolphins are playing the New York Jets, and they're giving the Jets 3.5 points.
Miami Dolphins are playing the Jets. I would normally take Miami, but since their quarterback is out, I don't know who they're going to have as a quarterback. And the Jets, well, the Jets have a decent team. They've been playing good the last couple of days. But Miami got a powerful team there. I don't know if the Jets and all of their put-together team can beat Miami, because Miami should almost win the AFC. But they're battling with Buffalo right now. And the Jets aren't going to even win their division. They're going to be at the bottom of the NFC East. So, do I want to bet against Miami? Because they're hurting for a quarterback and a defense. And do I want to take the Jets, knowing that the Jets, they played good last week. Yeah, can I bet on them again? The Jets against the Dolphins, though? Oh, man, that's a tough one. How many points am I getting if I take the Jets?
They're giving the Jets 3.5
like
points.
3.5 against Miami? Oh, they're playing games now. The sports book is trying to play games. They think that the Jets have won a couple of games, so everybody's going to be rooting on the Jets to win. And they're giving the Jets 3 points, too. Man, I don't know. The Jets have been playing really good. I'm going to take the Jets in 3 points against the Miami Dolphins. Oh, I'm a sucker. I'm going to take the bet, though. I'm going to take the Jets in 3 points. And the total points for the game?
46.
Oh, it'll be under 46 points. So I'm going to take the Jets and the under for the win. Man, that's going to be a tough game. The Jets might score 20 points, and Miami Dolphins should score 40, but I don't know who their quarterback is going to be. So I don't know the situation that the Miami Dolphins are in on offense. They don't have a quarterback. He got taken to the hospital last week. So I don't know. And the Jets played good last week. They beat somebody really good. Who did they beat? Cleveland? Or they beat Baltimore? Something like that. So the Jets have a possibility of winning the game. But I'm going to take the Jets in the 3 points against the Miami Dolphins without a quarterback. I'm going to take the Jets. Yeah, do I want to take them in the over or the under? Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to take the Jets and the where are they playing? In Buffalo or in New York?
They're playing in New York.
I think they have decent weather in New York. It might be cold, though. And Miami can't play in the cold. So I'll take the Jets. And the total points for the game?
Total points is 46.
Ooh, that's a whole lot of points, though. I'm going to take the Jets in the under for the win. I think the Jets will win, but I don't know if together they'll score 46 points. So I'm going to take the Jets in the under for the win.
All right, Jets and under. Game number 9, Chicago Bears are playing the Minnesota Vikings, and they're giving the Bears 7.5 points.
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Minnesota.
They're playing in Minnesota, and they're giving the Bears 7.5 points?
Yep.
Sports book is playing tricks again. They know the Bears have a good team, and the Minnesota Vikings have been playing really good. And they're giving the Bears 7 points. I think I'm going to take the Bears in 7 points. I'm going to play with the sports group. I'm going to take Bears in 7, and the total points should be about 44. And I'm going to take the Bears and the over. Because I think between them and the Minnesota Vikings, they'll score more than 44 points. And the Bears got 7 points extra? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm taking the Bears and the over. The win.
All right, Bears and over. Game number 10, the Tennessee Titans are playing the Washington Commanders in Washington, D.C., and they're giving the Commanders 1.5 points.
Washington's playing really bad this year, and Tennessee Titans was a powerhouse last year. But this year, they ain't doing poop. They're not winning. They're not scoring a lot of points. And they're only getting 1 point in this game against the Washington Commanders. that means the sports book think that's an even match. And where are they playing? In Tennessee or in Washington?
Washington, D.C.
And they're giving Tennessee 1 point.
They're giving Washington 1.5 points.
Washington's getting 1.5 points. And they're playing in Washington. Okay.
Yep.
What's the total points for the game?
Total points is 43.
43. Well, Tennessee and Washington, they won't score 43 points. So I'm going to take Washington for the win and the under. I'm going to take Washington and the 1.5 points and the under.
All right, Washington and under. Game number 11, Seattle Seahawks are playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. And they're giving the Seahawks 6 points.
Wait a minute. I just blanked out. You said Seattle is playing who?
New Orleans.
Seattle Seahawks are playing New Orleans. I'm going to take the Seattle for the win. What's the total point? They're going to blow New Orleans out. New Orleans doesn't have a good team at all. Seattle is running strong.
Total points
so
is 45.
All right. I'll take Seattle and the under for the win because I don't think the Saints. You did say the Saints, right?
Right.
Saints playing Seattle? Yeah. Okay. The Saints aren't going to score very many points. And Seattle has scored just enough points to beat the Saints because they don't play blowout football. They just want to be in the game to win. So I'll take Seattle and the under for the total points against the Saints, because I don't think the Saints will score very many points. I think Seattle will
all right.
really well.
All right.
Yep. Seattle in the under.
Game number 12, San Francisco 49ers are playing the Carolina Panthers, and they're giving the Panthers 6.5 points.
Yeah, they'll need more than that. I'm going to take the 49ers all day long over the Carolina Panthers. They won't even be in the same ballpark. And what's the total points for the game?
39.
Oh, the sports book is killing me here. Oh, they think together the 49ers and the Carolina Panthers won't score 39 points. Oh, Carolina Panthers got a scoring machine, but they can't score against the 49ers' defense. That's going to be the problem for Carolina. So they won't score a bunch of points because San Francisco's defense is going to shut them down. And San Francisco's offense is going to run all over Carolina. So I'm going to take the 49. How many points are they giving Carolina? Watch. Bet they give them like 10 points.
6.5 points.
Oh, see, that's a whole lot of points. But I'm going to still take the 49ers. And whatever the total is, I'm going to say, unless it's 50 points, I'm going to say 49ers will be under the total. 49, it got to be under 50 points. Now, I think Carolina and the 49ers, yeah, they may score 40 points.
Total points is 39.
39, yeah, 40. That's what I was thinking. Okay, so it's going to be a low scoring game, but I'm going to take the 49ers and the over because they'll be more than 39 points for sure. I'll take the 49ers and the over. And how many points did they give Carolina?
6.5.
That ain't enough. 49ers are going to run all over Carolina. They won't even be in the same stadium. So, okay, 49ers to win, and they'll be over the total points, 39 points. Oh, yeah. Because Carolina will score some points. But 49ers will probably have a field day. The Lopico will run crazy on Carolina. The Lopito, something like that. He's going to run all over Carolina Panthers. They may shut him out. I said 49ers and over, 39 points. Yeah, I'll give Carolina credit. He'll score some touchdowns. I'm going to give 49ers in the over. They'll be more than 39 points.
49ers and over. Game number 13, yeah. Philadelphia Eagles are playing the Arizona Cardinals. They're giving the Cardinals 5 points.
Giving the Cardinals 5 points. 49ers are going to run all over the Arizona Cardinals. They're not playing well. They have problems with their offense and their defense. So I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles for the win. And is it 45 points? Or they're going to try to say it's going to be a shootout. And the total points is going to be more than 50.
Total points is 48.
48. See, that's what I'm saying. They think it's going to be a shootout. I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles and the under for the win. Because I think they're going to shut Arizona down. And I don't think Arizona is really going to score too many points. It's going to be all Philly. So Philly's going to, together with the Arizona Cardinals, they'll be under 40, you say 44 or 45 points?
48.
Oh, yeah. It'll be under 48 for sure. Okay. I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles and the under for the win.
Eagles and under. Game number 14. Dallas Cowboys are playing the L.A. Rams, and they're giving the Cowboys 5.5 points.
The Cowboys need more than 5.5 points. They're going to play the Rams. Where are they playing? They must be playing in Dallas.
Playing in L.A.
And they're only giving Dallas 5 points to play against the Rams in L.A.? Oh, no. What's the total point?
Total points is 43.
Will the Rams score a lot of points? And will the Cowboys not score at all? That's the question. Let's see. I'm thinking both of them will score a couple of points. So 43, I'm going to give it to the Rams, and I'm going to say the total is going to be over 43 points. I don't think Dallas will beat the Rams, but they may score a lot of points. They may score more points than the Rams because the Rams have been playing wishy-washy lately. They've been really playing bad. So they're not playing like world champions like they are. So, but I'm going to take the Rams for the win because I hate the Cowboys. Now, that's how my personal feelings get involved in this. I hate the Cowboys. So I'm going to take the Rams and 44 points. Maybe I should take the Rams and under. Yeah, let's try the Rams and under. Did I say Rams and over before?
Yep, you did.
Yeah, I think I want to take the Rams and under. I think I want to shut Dallas down. I don't think they'll score any. They may score one touchdown. But I think the Rams' defense will shut Dallas down. But the Rams' offense won't score that many points. So between the Rams and Dallas, they'll score under 44 points. So I'm going to take the Rams and the under for the win.
All right, Rams and under. Game number 15, Cincinnati Bengals are playing the Baltimore Ravens, and they're giving the Bengals 3 points.
Yeah, sportsbook thinks that's a pretty even game. I think that'll be pretty even, too. Cincinnati, if they play a regular game, they can compete with the Baltimore Ravens. But if they don't play good, they're going to get blown out by Mr. Jackson. So I'm going to take, who do I want to take between the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland? Cincinnati. Bengals, right? The Bengals?
Right.
Is that who they're playing? The Bengals, right? Yeah. The Bengals have been on a streak. They're trying to play good football. In fact, they only lost one game or two games. One game. And Baltimore only lost one game. So both of them have one loss. So they're tied up. So it'll be a battle to see who's going to win the AFC. And the Bengals are the defending AFC champion. And the Baltimore Ravens are trying to get up to the top. Who do I think is going to win that game? Baltimore, who has problems? Who has injuries? Baltimore got injuries. Cincinnati Bengals have injuries. Who is hurt? And who doesn't have any weapons? Cincinnati got weapons? Yeah. Their quarterback is okay. What's the total point?
Total point is 48.
Total points is 48?
Yep.
Okay. You said 48. So.
Yep.
Maybe I can take one of the teams. How many points they're giving Baltimore or they're giving Cincinnati the extra points? Who does the sports book think is the better team?
They're giving Cincinnati 3 points.
Oh, so they're thinking Baltimore is the better team. Well, that's good to know. Maybe Baltimore has proven themselves and Cincinnati hasn't. So, I'm going to take Baltimore and the over for the win. I think they're going to have a shootout with the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, I think it's going to be a shootout.
That's all right, game number 16. Monday Night Football, game number 16. The Las Vegas Raiders are playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're giving the Raiders 7 points.
Yeah, the Raiders need more than 7 points. Playing against Kansas City. I'm taking Kansas City all the way to the bank.
Total points is 51.
Yeah. I'm going to take Kansas City and the over for the win because I'm going to give the Raiders credit. I'm thinking they're going to score some touchdowns. They'll play good into the fourth quarter, and then they'll fall apart. So I'm going to take Kansas City for the win and the over.
All right, Chiefs and over, and that's it for week 5 of the NFL.
Well, all right. That's G-Money Sports Report, excuse me, for the National Football League. All right. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime and I'd walk around the city and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center and I donated plasma twice a week. And I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans. And I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
All my girls got big old butts. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside, took my Mustang 65. That's my ride. That's my ride. My Mustang 65, and I rolled on.
My Mustang was shot. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was cold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama. I love my dad. Even the one they say is crazy. Even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only have one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 ball game. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other. Money's a pimp, just playing, make the man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park, on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. the pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to my Thursday radio show. Welcome to everybody to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you before I tell you my story. You know, I knew a girl that had like 4 strands of hair, and she put grease on her head and combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. Oh, that's so funny. I love that joke. I had another friend that had a girlfriend with one eye and one leg. And I asked him, I said, hey, what do you call her? He said, I call her IHOP. Oh, that's a good one, too. You know, if big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? Oh, you didn't know? They work at the IHOP. And her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left. Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Oh, man. Boy, that's some good ones. I love those. Well, all right. You know, I invited a teddy bear to my house for dinner, and he didn't eat a lot because he was stuffed. All right. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I have a story to share with you today. So sit back, put your feet up, and relax, because this is going to be a good one. This is going to be the feature story for my radio show, for my story that I've been telling for the duration of my time here on the radio. So this story should be the climax of all my stories. It's my graduation story. When I graduated from 1976, I graduated from Junipero Serra High School in Gardena, California. And yes, it was an all-male Catholic elementary, Catholic high school. And I went to that school for 4 years, from the 9th grade to the 12th grade. And I played on all the sports teams in the school, and I had a good time. So now it's graduation day, and our graduation, we had all of the graduates come to the school at 11 o'clock in the morning, and that gave everybody time to pick up their cap and gown for the ceremony that would be the last ceremony of their school years. And they showed up, and they lined up, and they went and entered all of the classrooms that they needed to go to pick up their cap and gown and to get dressed for their graduation. And while they were getting dressed for their graduation, they were talking among each other, laughing and joking and telling their last jokes and getting away with their last little skit and doing all of their gags on each other. Because this was the last time they were going to be together. And we had been together for 4 years, most of us. So we had gotten used to everybody's behavior. And I had a small graduating class. It was only 80 kids, 80 males in my graduation class. So it wasn't a 2,000 count senior class like in some of the big high schools, the public high schools, and a lot of the big Catholic high schools. our school only had 80 graduating seniors. So we showed up at 11 o'clock in the morning, and everybody picked up their cap and gown, and they went to the bathroom, and they got dressed in their cap and gown, and they walked around the school in their cap and gown to get the last memories of being on Sarah High School's campus. And they walked around and they looked in the cafeteria and they looked in the gym, in the football field, and they went out and looked on the yard where all of the sports, where they went to the baseball field and looked on the baseball field, and then they went to the back of the school and they looked at the Blessed Mary statue, and some of them actually stopped and said a prayer so that the Blessed Mary would protect them after they left Sarah High School. And then they lined up at the gym at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They lined up to go into the gym for their graduation. And all of the graduates, they had their parents show up at the gym, and they were all sitting in the bleachers for the graduation. All of the parents were sitting in the basketball bleachers in the gym, and they were watching their kids as they were outside getting ready to come into the gym to sit in the 80 chairs that were organized on the gym floor, and they were facing the stage in the gym, which was like an auditorium with the stage on one side of the gym, in the middle of the gym, and then on the other side of the gym was all of the pull-out bleachers where all of the visitors for the basketball games could sit and watch the games. So the parents had all come in, and they had all filled up in the bleachers, and they were sitting in back of all of the students that were facing the gym, that were facing the auditorium, and they were facing the stage. And all of the students had lined up, and they marched in to the procession of a song that let everybody know that it was graduation time. And all the kids walked in a single file line, and they walked to the front of the chairs that were situated in the center of the basketball court, and it was like 10 chairs across, and it was 8 rows down, so it was enough seats for 80 students. And the students marched in, and the first set of students went on the first row of chairs. And then the second row of students went to the second row of chairs. And the third row of students went to the third row of chairs. And the fourth row of students went to the fourth row of chairs. And the fifth row of students went to the fifth row of chairs. And the sixth row of students went to the sixth row, and the seventh row of students went to the seventh row, and the eighth row of students went to the 8th row, and the 9th row of students went to the 9th row, and the last row of students went to the 10th row, and all the students lined up in front of one single chair. And then the principal walked out on stage, and the music stopped, and he raised his hands, and he bowed. He waved his hands down to his side, and all the kids in the graduating class sat down in their chairs. And the graduation began. And the principal walked over to the microphone and he began his speech to give the commencement ceremony speech to all 80 graduating seniors. And he let them know that he was proud that they had been students at Sarah High School, and he was happy that today was a graduation day and all of the students had done their requirements and they had qualified to graduate from Sarah High School. And everybody clapped. And then he proceeded to give out awards. No, he introduced the valedictorian of the class. And the valedictorian was introduced and he walked up the stairs to the stage and he walked over to the microphone and he shook the principal's hand. And then he turned around to the microphone that had a podium next to the microphone. And he pulled out his little speech and he began to give his valedictorian speech. And he spoke for 25 minutes and the kids, the graduates listened with the ultimate pleasure and gave the valedictorian the ultimate attention for his speech. And after he finished his speech, he said, "Now we are graduates. And we are going on into the world to be the greatest class of Sarah High School." And everybody clapped and they yelled and they screamed. And then he went and sat down and the principal called up all of the student body council for the seniors. He called up the president of the seniors class and he shook his hand and gave him an award. And then the senior walked back down the stairs and sat down at his chair. And then the principal called the vice president up and everybody clapped. And the vice president walked up and received his award for being in student government. And he walked down to his part of the chair where he had been sitting. Oh, no. I'm not going to be ready for about 30 minutes.
I'll go get you when dinner goes
off. All right. So he walked up and he got his award for being in student council. And then he walked down the stairs and they called up the treasurer and the treasurer got up and walked up the stairs and he got his award for being in student council. Now you have the president, the vice president, and the treasurer, and now you have the secretary that walked up and collected his award, and he turned around and walked back and sat in his chair. And then the principal called up all of the senior teachers to come to the stage and prepare to give away awards in all of the top senior classes. And they gave away the awards for the most outstanding students. And they gave awards for the most outstanding math student. They gave, and he came up and got his award and went and sat down. And then they gave the award to the outstanding chemistry student. And he walked up and got his award and went and sat back down. Then they gave award to the most outstanding French student. And he walked up and got his award and walked back down. And then they gave the award to the most outstanding Spanish student. And he walked up and walked back down to his chair. And then he gave the award to the most outstanding biology student. And he walked up and got his award. And then he walked back down to the floor and sat in his chair. And then they gave the award to the outstanding physics student. And he got up and walked up to the stage, walked up the stairs, and got his award and shook his teacher's hand and turned around and walked back down to the stage, to the seat, and sat in his chair. And then they gave awards to the outstanding chemistry teacher, outstanding chemistry student. And he walked up the stairs and went to his chemistry teacher and shook his hand and took his award and went back down the stairs. And then they gave the award to the most outstanding math student. And he went up and walked up the stairs and got his diploma and walked back downstairs. Got his award and walked back downstairs. And what other awards have I missed? They gave away all of the individual awards for all the outstanding students in their field. And I think I called out all of the awards that all the students got. And then they called the students up one student at a time to give them their certification of completion, which was their graduation diploma. And one by one, they went up the stairs and they got their diploma, and they shook the principal's hand, and then they went back down the stairs and walked around the side of the chair. And another student walked up the other side of the chairs and walked up the stairs and went up to the top of the stairs, and he shook the principal's hand, and he was smiling as he turned and faced the audience, faced the crowd, and then he walked down the stairs and he went back to his seat. And then another student had his name called, and they went name by name, student by student, walking up the stairs and down the stairs and back down the left side of the stage and walked to their chairs. As they walked up the right side of their chairs and walked up the right side of the stairs and walked over to the principal and shook his hand and then turned around and walked down the left side of the staircase and walked around the left side of the chairs back to their chair. And they completed the procession for all of the students to get their diploma. And they gave away an award to the best sports athlete at the school. And he walked up and got his award and walked back down the stairs. And each award, each sport that they had at the school, they had a senior that was the ultimate player for that season. And they gave him an award for volleyball, for basketball, for football, for baseball, for basketball, and for soccer. That was the six main sports at Sarah High School. And they gave away awards to six of the best players at the school. And the students walked up the stairs. They shook the principal's hand, and they received their award, and they walked down the stairs and back to their seat. And that graduation program lasted 3 hours. So by the time they finished the program and everybody stood up and they threw their caps in the air and they said, "We are graduates. We're out of here." And they cheered and ran around the gym and they were shaking hands with each other. And their parents came down from the bleachers and was giving them hugs and kisses. Oh, it was a beautiful ceremony. And even though it was 3 hours long, it was worth it to sit up there and watch the ceremony. And my personal satisfaction, I'm Gregory Girard. I had the personal satisfaction of having my mother and my father and my cousin Rachel, who was 85 years old, and she made the trip from Arizona to come to my graduation to see me graduate. And my three brothers were there to see me graduate also. And I was so very proud that I had graduated. I actually graduated from high school and I was on my way to college. I had been accepted to a college and I didn't really know which one I wanted to go to. So I was accepted to a junior college, and I went to Los Angeles Harbor College, of which I was there for 2 years, and I received two AA degrees. Not one, but two Associate of Arts degrees. And then I graduated from my junior college, and I went ahead to a four-year college where I went to UC Davis, University of California, Davis, in Northern California, right outside Sacramento. I went to Davis, California, to the University of California at Davis. And that's where I started my four-year college career at. And I played baseball at the University of California at Davis. And I pledged a fraternity. I was a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I pledged in Huey Newton's house in Oakland, California, as a member of the, as he was a member of the Black Panther Party. And I was pledged into the fraternity in his house in Oakland, California. And I pledged in as vice president of my chapter at UC Davis. And I was also the stepmaster for our stepping team at UC Davis. I was also the dean of pledges for all of the new pledges that joined the fraternity, that pledged the fraternity to be new members of our frat. And I was also in charge of all of the sweethearts that were the sweethearts for the fraternity. So I stepped into a major role pledging brothers into the fraternity. But now, back to my graduation day. I finished my graduation day, and I left the campus with seven of my buddies and one uncle and one father, and they took us in their car, and we went on a trip around the city because we were now young men, and we had the opportunity to do some grown-up things. And the grown-up things we did was my buddy and his uncle, my buddy, his father, and his uncle took us to a strip club. So we went to a strip club, and me and six of my buddies, plus my buddy's uncle and his father, the nine of us walked into a strip club, and we sat down. And I had my first alcoholic drink in the strip club. And we watched the girls dance and get booty crazy. They were shaking it up, rocking and rolling for our entertainment. We weren't the only ones in the strip club. They had a lot of other guys, adults, young men in the strip club, but we were the only graduates from the high school that were in the strip club, and we had gotten seats right next to the stage in the strip club, so when the girls came out and they were dancing on the stage, we were sitting right there, right in front of the girls. And we were talking to the girls, and we were handing them dollar bills, and we were throwing money at them. Oh, we had a good time. And we were drinking and having a good time. And we were in the strip club for about 3 hours. And then, believe it or not, one of the managers of the strip club came to us and he said, we look like we were too young to be in the strip club, which we were. None of us were 21 years old. It was just the father and the uncle that were over 21. The rest of us were under 21. And so we were asked to leave the strip club. But we had 3 hours of fun in there. It was exciting. So we had a good time. And we tipped the dancers. And we shook hands with the dancers. And we tried to rub their legs and tried to touch their butt. And we did all that kind of stuff while we were in the strip club. And then when we walked outside, the six of us walked outside. And we were walking to the car. It was two cars, one that the uncle drove and one that the father drove. And we realized that somebody was missing. And we looked around among us, and we tried to figure out who was missing, because there was only six of us, and it should have been seven of us. And we looked around, and suddenly we realized it was the youngest one in the group. He got no hair on his face. He got no mustache. He has no beard or no facial hair at all. And he was the only one still in there, sitting at the stage, tipping the girls and talking to the dancers as they were coming out one by one and doing their strip show in front of him. Everybody else had gotten kicked out of the club. And he was the only one still didn't get kicked out. And that was amazing. Because we called him Silk because his face was smooth like a baby's behind. And he didn't get kicked out the club. So we had to go back in. We had to send the father and the uncle back in to get him, to bring him out of the club so we could leave, because the rest of us got kicked out. And so we ended up loading up in the car, and we left, and we drove down Century Boulevard, which was right by the airport. And it was what they called Whole Stroll. All of the hookers were hanging out on Century right down the street from the airport. And they were trying to flag people down to get dates. And we rode by them real slow. And we pulled up next to the curb. And we were hanging out the window waving at the girls. And they were coming to the car, and we were talking much, much shit. We were talking all kind of craziness. We were saying, hey, baby, you want some dick? And we had some wieners in our hand, and we were waving Oscar Mayer wieners at the girls, saying, you want some dick? We were doing all kind of crazy stuff. And we were like holding ourselves and saying, girl, you want to hold on to this dick? And we were saying all kinds of stuff. And we were talking to all the girls as we were driving down the street. We were just flirting with all of the hookers. And it must have been 100 girls on the boulevard as we went down the street going toward the airport. It was hookers everywhere, all up and down Century Boulevard. And we were hollering at all of them. We went up and down the street on both sides of the street. And we were just hanging out the window, just hollering at the girls, talking crazy, we were doing all kind of lewd gestures and saying all kind of nasty stuff to them. Oh, man, we were just outrageously rude. But it was our graduation, so we were having a good time. And we did all of that for about 2 hours. And then we went to the uncle's house, and his wife pulled out a 12-pack of beer. And so all of us got a can of beer, and we started drinking beer. And then somebody, I think it was the uncle, went under his couch, and he pulled out a cigar box, and he opened it up, and to our surprise, he had marijuana in that box. And so he started rolling cigarette joints, and he passed them around, and that was the first night I ever smoked a marijuana cigarette. Ooh-wee, I got so high. Oh, I was so high. I mean, I was so high. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, I am so high. And I just kept smoking because it was the first time that I had decided to smoke a marijuana cigarette. I had been offered weed in my neighborhood, but I always said, nope, I'm not smoking any weed because I don't want any drugs in my system because I'm going to be a pro athlete. I'm going to be a pro baseball player, and I can't have any drugs in my system. So I didn't smoke any, even though my neighbors offered me marijuana on many occasions. But I always passed, and I said, nope, that's all right. I'm not smoking because I'm going to be a pro athlete, and I don't want to mess up my career by smoking any drugs. So I smoked no marijuana while I was in high school, 4 years of high school, and I smoked no marijuana with none of my friends, even though a lot of them were doing marijuana. I didn't smoke any, and we had a good time in school. My friends were all funny, and we had parties, and we had a good time, and at my prom, I didn't even drink any alcohol. Well, we had punch and champagne, which was about the closest that I got to drinks. I don't even think I had any drinks at the after prom. I think my date was kind of real square. So I didn't want to offer her anything that I thought she might feel insulted by. So I didn't offer her any drinks. I just bought Kool-Aid and punch and sodas for us to drink. Plus, I was driving, so I didn't want to be drinking and driving. So that's what happened at my graduation. And I left the graduation, and we went to the strip club. And when I left the strip club, we went to Uncle's house and to Father's house, and we drank beer and smoked weed at his house. And, oh, I got so high. I was so high. I was just, oh, I was so high. That's all I can say. Is I was so high. And then we got in the car, and we all had to pile into one car because the father or the uncle stayed at home with his girlfriend because I think he was drunk and he was high, so he didn't want to drive. So we got in the father's car, and he was drinking too, and I was sitting in the front seat. And I was grabbing for the steering wheel because I thought he couldn't drive because he was drunk and he had been smoking weed, and I was paranoid. Oh, I was jumping for the steering wheel, and my classmates were holding me back, and they were pinning me against the car door, and they said, sit against the door and relax, Gee. Come on now, relax. You're tripping. And I was like, I'm not tripping. He's drunk because he's been drinking and he's been smoking weed. So I know I'm not the only one fucked up. I know he's fucked up. So he can't drive. I'm going to drive. And they said, Gregory, you can't drive. You're on the other side of the front seat. I was sitting against the passenger door. They had pinned me against the passenger door, and I was reaching for the steering wheel, and they kept pushing me back and holding me against the door, and they said, no, you can't drive. You're drunk. You're tripping. Calm down. And I was like, I can't be in the car with him because he's drunk, and he's driving, and he's high. And I don't think he can drive. I think I should drive. I can't trust nobody but me. And they were like, Gregory, calm down. He'll get us home all right. And I'm like, I don't know. He's drunk. He's high. And we drove down the street, and we dropped everybody off. And I was the last one because I lived all the way in Carson. So they dropped me off, and I told the uncle, thank you for giving me home safely. I appreciate it, and I hope you get home safely. And I told my buddy, I said, man, that was a hell of a night for graduation. I'll see you later, dude. You have a good summer, and I'll holler at you later. I'll see you before we have grad night or something. I'll talk to you later. And that was my graduation day. And that's the end of my story. Thank you for listening to my story. Now it's time to go back to the radio show and listen to some music. How about something from Mystical? Yeah, I feel like I want to hear Mystical rock the house.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
G Money, well, since it's 4:50, I figure it's probably about time to give a shout out to all your friends and fans who have birthdays today.
Did you say 4:50?
4:50.
Is that what you said? 4:50? 10 minutes to 5? Oh, man. Boy, I really gave a long story, didn't I? All right. Well, let's end the radio show. Today is Thursday, so let's end with our acknowledgement of birthday. No wonder people keep walking out here, walking around me while I'm doing my story. Everybody was walking out of the building. Okay. So, DJ Pop.
All right. Well, here are the birthdays for October 6th, 2022. Happy birthday to Damian Terry. Happy birthday to Bobby White. In her blue and white, who's 59 years young today. Happy birthday to Julie Dore Sinkfield. Happy birthday to Pam Jones. Happy birthday to Adrian Hart, who's 54 years young. Happy birthday to Carmen Williams, 45 years young. Happy birthday to Victoria Love Oguntosin. 41 years young. Happy birthday to Ali Lewis. Happy birthday to Verna Harbison. Happy birthday to AJ Lewis. Happy birthday to Isaiah Solomon. Happy birthday to Brian Curry. Happy birthday, Bruno George, 51 years young. Happy birthday to Randy Taylor. Happy birthday to Ella Collins Nelson, 72 years young. Happy birthday to Lisa Love Sawyer. And last but not least, happy birthday to Lou Collins, who's 55 years young today. And that's it for birthdays. For everyone celebrating their birthday on October 6, 2022.
Well, all right. For all the birthdays today on October 6, we want to give you a shout-out for real. Happy birthday to everybody. Well, all right. Happy birthday to all of those born on October 6, 20, and celebrating their birthday on 2022. All right, well, happy birthday. May God bless you with the graciousness and glory that he's provided in your life. And may the good Lord Jesus Christ bless you with his divine grace. And may you live in the glory of our Lord and Savior, so that you can reach life after death and end up in the kingdom of heaven. And on that note, I want to wish everybody to get some tonight. And if it's your birthday, make sure you call me so I can come get some too, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. Right on, but overgrown. All right. Well, on that note, let us pray. Let us pray now. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.